Swasa, and the shaman class is in progress.
And my very special guest on the line, Commander Hassan.
Thank you.
Commander, we have phone callers awaiting here, and we go now to the Weaver Davis line for Gary. And Gary, you're on K-Talk and Open Mind with Commander Hassan. Hello, Gary.
Commander Hassan.
Good evening.
Comment first. Information on George Bush seconding Ross Perot's nomination to the CFR was in the May 29th, 1992 Wall Street Journal. Right on the front page. Anybody can go to the library and print off the page. There it is.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My question is, how do we break through the POW cover-up? Every time we get close, then they pull ranks and tighten it up on us again.
Well, you've got such a major problem there. It's the story of Bogrites, actually, going into Cambodia and Vietnam to bring out POWs, only to find, as he got into the nest of thieves, he found the nest of thieves to be his own. Khun Sa, who heads the Golden Triangle heroin, well, actually all of the drug ring in that area, met with Colonel Greitz and said, if you will give me information so that I can teach my people to raise crops, I will close down all drugs coming out of the Golden Triangle. Now, your journalist, Paul Harvey, was present at one of those meetings with Khun Sa and refused to even take pictures, refused to bring them back. Commander Greitz went back into the area with photographers this time and once again met with Khun Sa. Khun Sa told him, I will close down the drug trade. But he found that your own government ran the drug trade. And Khun Sa was actually in competition with your own government. He was paid a piddling amount on the drugs, and your government officials were flying in drugs into some of your own military bases. Now, this also happened from South America, Central America, in through Panama, into Homestead Air Force Base, and other Air Force bases. Now, when your own government is in this kind of a position, they're not going to allow anybody in there to find out about these POWs, because there is so much rot, and something big is going to come down. They cannot afford to allow these men to be released. They've lied to you too long.
Is it that the POWs have too much information that they cannot afford to let them come back to the States?
Well, it's both. Now, you see, you have the government claiming to have investigated. Now, anyone who left that area knows that there were something like 375 somewhere in that neighborhood of your soldiers left on the tarmac when the planes took off. So it would be reasonable to expect that there were at least 375 somewhere over there, bodies or live men. Now, in the Vietnam War, as in the Korean War, some of those prisoners were taken and some of them ended up in Russia. Now, don't be foolish. When Yeltsin said that Russia had some of the prisoners, he meant it. And there are some still alive, rotting in those prisons.
No doubt that was another blackmail attempt, because if he continued, if he didn't get the money that he's after, then he would certainly have something else that he could lay on the administration.
Oh, it is. It's the most beautiful game of blackmail I've ever seen. He has now literally gotten absolutely everything he's asked for.
Okay,
note that.
Yeltsin made that statement so that it would make him look more honest than Gorbachev. It's part of the suck a fin type of action going on. Well, how about our 23,000 POWs that the Russians took back into the gulags after World War II? Will we ever know about those?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. As time goes on, truth will out.
Okay.
It may be a very long time, but...
We keep working at it.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Thank you.
And Dave, you are on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Dave?
Yes, Dave?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Commander, good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
I've made a kind of a frightening observation here that I wanted to ask you about. You're familiar with Nostradamus?
Oh, yes.
In the last statements he made in his book, he said that the people who were going to oppress the people could be identified by a blue headdress. And I just realized that the United Nations wears blue helmets.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the
blue turban. You will also note that interchangeable with the turban is the flag. A turban marked a tribe, just as a flag marks a tribe or a country. And so the term blue turban means it's a marking. And yes, you hit it.
That's scary.
Rather interesting, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it is.
It's amazing that it has come full circle.
Well, I appreciate your comment on it. I'm listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for being there, Dave. And that frees up a Salt Lake County line. Let me remind you also that you can use 263-0630. That's our regular news line. Tonight you can use that, 263-0630. Pooch, you are on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Hello, Commander.
Good evening.
You were on. You briefly mentioned something, and I didn't hear you say anything else about it. You mentioned that the Nephilim were coming, and I was just wondering who they were, where they were coming from, where they might be now, when they might get here, and why they're coming.
Well, thank you. Yes, I can elaborate on that. In the early beginning of your planet, there was a planet that makes its regular cycles, and I won't go into all of that, but that planet was called Nibiru, or Marduk. And it will be again coming into your relative proximity, and you would recognize it as Hercules or possibly Wormwood from your biblical stories. Periodically, this planet comes very near you. You see, you have to go back and realize that you're the seventh cycling or orbiting system out from the central suns of Pleiades. I know that I'm briefing it down into great simplicity, but in the beginning, your world was basically pulled out of or sucked out of by this planet coming so close to it. Another planet called Tiamat. And after world was pulled out, or earth, Shan we call it, the remainder of Tiamat went into an asteroid belt. It basically broke apart. This is, again, for simplicity.
Is that where our asteroid belt came from?
Yes, yes. Now, the Nephilim, or the Atmospherians, are the higher beings of your races, my race. You see, we are of the same origin.
So will this be like a family reunion?
Yes, absolutely. And as this planet comes back into proximity, and this will happen usually in conjunction with a photon belt entry, so that you will have 2,000 years of light. But during this period of time, many of your brothers make their transition to your Earth. It's a time of exchange. It's a great day. Those are the Nephilim beings. Now, we travel with that which is called the Elohim. And Elohim, of course, means God. And therefore, we are the hosts coming forth in preparation or to make contact with you in preparation for the coming again of God
when
to your place.
Reunion?
Well, it gets closer. I'm not really allowed to say more than that. Even the young master himself doesn't know the moment.
Are you in contact with them at all?
Yes, the Bethlehem, or that which is now the Phoenix, also carries the God.
So is that the good news?
That's very, very good news. And we are come to survey, bring the word, allow ones to open their eyes. You've been lied to for so long that you have forgotten your origin. Many, many wondrous historical documents are coming to light so that you can get your confirmation. The Sumerian text, that's S-U-M-A-R, not Sumerian. Sumerian texts have now been coming forth, being translated, and it's a history of your planet and its creation, how it began. And then, of course, we can deal a little bit more with your origins as we move along from that. So we are sent to basically begin to bring the word. You're going to find that an awful lot of what is written already is truth, but very much has been tampered with to make it easier for the elite to control you. And therefore, you cannot just say, this is truth because someone told me. You're going to have to look at reasonable, plausible truth. And each one will discern for self. No one can do it for someone else. This is a projection of experience, and on Judgment Day, you're going to stand alone. But some of us will sort of be there to give you a little hand, and we'll also be there when God takes his people up. He would not be foolish. You limit God, you people of earth. He would not give you a place of security in the form in which you're manifest. He would send that which you need in the physical form to make your transition. So I thank you for asking. That's the whole mission that I have.
It's a beautiful plan, Pooch, and there are just reams and reams of information about this if you want to avail yourself of this.
Yeah, I've read James Pritchard's Ancient Near Eastern Text.
Well, one you might want to get that is readily available is Zechariah Sitchin's Genesis Revisited. This is an excellent beginning step, at least, into the Sitchin materials, which are highly rated in terms of what he has been able to come up with. Basically, the Sumerian texts that Sitchin bases a lot of his information on are said to be catching up with, science is finally catching up with the Sumerian text.
Yes.
And they're learning that the ancient Sumerians are way, way ahead of where we are right now. And it's fascinating reading. So
well, and they were you. Or you were they. It's wondrous to learn about your own history. You can also see why the need to do something about Iraq. And you can see why there is a massive rift between Israel and Iraq.
Now, Iraq is the depository of those ancient Sumerian...
Yes, Sumer. Sumer is in southern Iraq, which was Mesopotamia.
And so the elite would rather that those ancient texts, which really reveal the truth, not be available for scholars and for people to avail themselves of that knowledge.
Absolutely, because you see, what happened was along about the same time were produced the Dead Sea Scrolls, and those went into the hands of the Israelis, and they will not release them so that other ones can take it and compare translations.
Is the information between the Sumerian text and the Dead Sea Scrolls essentially similar? Is that a way to say it?
Basically, it was very, very similar, but in the translation, it's been lost. You would not have the story coming forth now as it actually was originally written. And this very often is the way the ancients worked. For instance, the work that we bring forth will be left in two or three places to be found at some future time way beyond this civilization.
Okay, Pooch, I appreciate your call.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left in this take the mandatory 5-minute break leading into the second hour.
May I say that it is such a joy to spend a few minutes with you. I honor you so much. We were on the air 2 nights ago, and it was an incredibly terrible experience. And
I read that in the account. I must say I was privileged to receive a fax of your transmission just this morning, and fascinating it was. And there was a comment in there about it was a network. Would you mind mentioning which one that was?
No, I would prefer not to.
Okay.
I will have that tape transcribed and put into the Liberator. Ones you see still are playing games, and your world is in such tragic condition that to play sexual harassment, you know, of the scribe or of even the information.
It even went to that extent.
Oh, yes, yes. It was very, it was beyond tasteless.
And this was a nationwide program?
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
One of your largest.
That's amazing. Well, I'm really sorry that that experience can still be...
But you see, you are the unusual. This is the sad part that has happened to your world. You are the unusual. And when one's responded, and I can appreciate your feelings when they write to the station, but it's very much like writing for Ross Perot or for Bo Greitz. They're writing in support of freedom and nation.
Yes. All right. We must break right here, and we have another hour to go with Commander Hatton, and I'm very pleased that Commander Hatton and the Scribe Dharma were able to clear this time for us. It's a genuine pleasure and a thrill to have them on this this broadcast. And so I hope you'll avail yourselves of the opportunity to ask the kinds of questions that you simply can't ask very many other people or entities. It just doesn't happen that way. So we'll be right back. This is KTKK Sandy, Salt Lake City.